Four of the 20 campuses have finished their voluntary audit. Alverno College, Cardinal Stritch University, the Milwaukee School of Engineering, and Northland College had 228 violations, totaling almost $1.5 million in civil penalties. No problems threatened health or the environment, so the fines were waived as the colleges fixed the problems. Northland College Facilities Manager Rick Walagora says that Ashland campus found 50 violations.
As an auditor, you look for things that are considered crusty, rusty, dusty, and don't have a zip code. And if it didn't have a zip code, that means it was manufactured in the early 60s, and you probably shouldn't have it around anyways.
So since October of 2008, these institutions have worked with the DNR and EPA to find those crusty, dusty, rusty things. Mark McDermott is with the DNR Bureau of Environmental Cooperation.
It's very easy for folks to say, well, okay, that's an industrial issue or that's a manufacturing issue, and you know, it doesn't really apply to us, but yeah, there are issues.
McDermott worked with the Wisconsin Association of Independent Colleges and universities. President Rolf Wigenke says there were surprises.
And you know, we're all that way. It's so easy to be complacent and assume, well, I don't have any trouble. You know, I'm just fine. Until you really get in and dig and go through this sort of very intensive, very thorough scrutiny.
The EPA is reviewing final reports by four other colleges in Wisconsin and waiting on reports from four others. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio and Superior.